8:45, quarter till 9, joined by Steve Director, Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
Oh, man, Tommy, doing fantastic today. Was hurting yesterday, played it out, came home, took some meds, ended up sleeping 10 hours, woke up feeling fantastic. So all is great.
You can't help us if you're not on the field, Steve. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about that young man at Rummel. He's getting ready?
Oh, you know it. And we got the Jamboree on Friday. Hoss is going to fill in for me on Friday, Sports Talks. So going to get to go check out the Jamboree game for Rummel.
When does Rummel play Shaw? Do you know?
I think it's later in the season.
Okay. I'll be there. You'll be there?
All right, cool.
All right, good. Let's talk about the Saints' final 53. Is it the final 53 or not?
The initial 53.
The initial 53. There you go.
Right. You're basically you're set at most positions right now, but there are going to be maneuvers here and there. We've seen the Saints make three trades already, adding to this roster. I don't expect them to sit on their hands either anymore. They're going to still be aggressive, attack the waiver wire with people that have been released by other teams. And we've heard interest from anywhere from running back to punter with this squad. So we definitely think there's still more moves ahead for this team. So not the final 53 yet.
Tell me about Asim Richards. Asim, how do you pronounce his name?
I think you're right, Asim.
Okay.
they're definitely filling a need for that swing, that extra offensive lineman that this Saints team has lost so much depth with this, you know, the preseason. A fifth-round pick from the Dallas Cowboys, spent some, you know, his start of his career there, and definitely someone that you figure will slot more in at the left tackle position is where he's primarily lined up. And you know, like I said, the depth has just been torched by this team, unfortunately, in the preseason. And the offensive line, the health was an issue last year and looks to be that case again. So definitely a welcome body to a group that's been banged up. Hopefully we don't get to see too much of him, like I said, since he's in a reserve role. But right now, even with guys like, you know, Trevor Penning's dealing with the toe issue, we heard that Talase Fuaga had a knee injury but wasn't deemed anything too serious. Well, I'll feel a lot more comfortable when he's back out there playing.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the cornerback situation, is that the final six?
That's definitely one of the spots I'm looking at to acquire some more people for the roster, whether it's depth or not.
At the expense of whom?
Yeah, that's then you start looking around at who do you end up trying to maybe move to the practice squad,
right?
But with
sneak through waivers, right? Because you got it in the procedure now. If you move them to practice squad, they got to clear waivers first, or not?
Right, exactly. Yeah, okay. So yeah, there's a whole you could end up losing the guy to another team if they decide to try and scoop him up. But right now, you're looking. I would think Kool-Aid is your starting corner along with Ike Yadom. And you have Alante Taylor, who's we haven't seen in a while, dealing with a groin issue, that he is the slot corner for you. But nothing has given you any hope that he's going to be ready week one. We haven't seen him on the field forever, hoping that that happens sooner than later. But you know, you have other depth pieces like a Rajon Wright, Ugo Amadi.
Ugo Amadi's played well in the preseason, has he not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I would expect him to start in Alante Taylor's slot if Taylor isn't ready. And then also mentioning real quick, Quincy Riley, the rookie, who has, you know, shown off his prowess of intercepting balls in the preseason and in at training camp. So he could be an addition there. I don't know how quickly they want to throw him out to the Wolves in his defense.
Let me run a crazy idea by you. And somebody texted this in about Justin Reed kicked a field goal, I think, with Kansas City. if the idea now is instead of hitting the full driver when you kick off, instead you're hitting like a little punch four iron, you get it to land wherever they want it to land, at the five or whatever, man, I would have Justin Reed kick off. And so you got an extra player on special teams that can actually play, and no disrespect to Blake Groupie, but his job is pretty much not to get hurt at that point, right?
Yeah, I don't know how precise Reed can be at
doing
that.
Don't call me a squirrel. I'm just saying, having kicked the football only in high school, I know that, but it ain't that hard. If I can do it, it can't be that hard because I am not an athlete, and I'm just thinking, man, I don't know. Why not? You know, if it makes you more effective on special teams.
You're going to have to come out to the Saints media, I guess, combine, you would call it. They're going to actually have select members punting, kicking, and throwing balls. So I'm going to sign you up for the kicking.
Do that.
So.
When is it?
It's coming up soon. Definitely, I think, maybe next week, like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Sign me up, brah. I still got the shoe. All right. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We'll pick it up here when we return. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Steve Geller texting me these thing for the media, but it's on September 3rd at 9 o'clock. I'd have to take the day off, and it's punt, pass, and kick. I ain't throwing anything. I ain't punting anything. I'm here to kick the football, and that's it. Six corners, five safeties, five linebackers. That kind of goes to the nature of offenses in the NFL, right, with the passing game, and how likely is that number to change, Steve, at each position?
Yeah, I think the biggest concern for me was, well, how many of those defensive linemen were you going to keep? And the, you know, who ended up making it, not a surprise at all. Glad to see Vernon Broughton, the rookie, getting some action. He's going to be playing defensive end. Mm-hmm. Christian Boyd, the backup now, nose tackle, to Devon Godshaw, who's been one of the best additions for this team coming into this season, my opinion. And then you look at, with the linebacker room, really solid guys, DeMario Davis and Pete Werner are your main studs there. And then the rookie and Danny Stutzman, a lot of fans have been latching onto him as one of their, you know, a fan favorite early on.
I latched on to him when the Saints drafted him because I remember when Oklahoma played LSU, he stood out, and I don't remember players. And for me to remember a guy, he's got to be pretty good, and he's played well this preseason. So is he likely to start?
I think you're going to see him more like cycling in. You know, he's a backup role, basically, I would think, behind DeMario Davis for that Mike linebacker spot. Okay. And you got to love the fact, though, like you saw on his Instagram page while he was at Oklahoma, he's like, I'm like communion, that cracker with the juice.
Well, I don't think we have to go there. Tell me about the punting situation and kicking. Obviously, it's play groupie, but what about punting?
Yeah, Kai Kroger ends up being the Saints punter now, and another new punter going into this season. You look at it, the rookie had a decent showing, I guess you could say, for this squad. But like I said, Adam Schefter had reported the Saints were interested in possibly trading for a punter. So I don't think that position's set. Mm. And I would leave Kroger's name in pencil right now on the roster.
Mm. I know he holds on the field goals, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a sign. He was ahead of Burnett.
Blake Groupie's been on fire, so I wouldn't change anything with that, but I don't know. I haven't seen any punt. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll be listening this afternoon. You guys are going to be talking sports, and then tomorrow you'll be at Treasure Chest, right?
Yeah, looking forward. Always our weekend kickoff at Treasure Chest, 4 to 7 o'clock.
All right, we'll be listening. When we come back, we're going to talk to Nick Ewan, a senior editorial director at The Points Guy. We can never get enough of this man, and y'all